Jones, and tonight on From the Frontline, I have with me in the studio Dr. Peter Hammond. Good evening.
Good evening, Emma.
So, today we're going to be discussing the upcoming event that Coalition and Revival is organizing. It's a global reformation conference happening from the 15th to the 20th of July. But before we get to the details of the actual event, it is called a global reformation conference. What is reformation?
To get back to the Bible, reformation is basically reforming our lives, our doctrines, our practices, our priorities in accordance with the scripture. So basically, back to the Bible is another way of describing reformation. The reformation that we often refer to, the 16th century reformation, was when Professor Martin Luther and others like Ulrich Zwingli moved people back to the Word of God as their priority. And so the battle cries of the Reformation were sola scriptura. Scripture alone is the ultimate authority. Sola gratia, salvation is by the grace of God alone. Sola fide, salvation is received by faith alone. Solus Christus, Christ alone is the head of the church. And salvation is only through the Christ. He is the only mediator. And in soli deo gloria, everything should be done for the glory of God alone. So those five Latin battle cries summarize Reformation, but the most important for our purposes is sola scriptura. Scripture alone is the ultimate authority.
Incredible. Okay, wonderful. So this event is coming up, the Global Reformation Conference. What does this entail? What's happening?
Well, this is actually an event that's been brewing for a long time. Mm-hmm. It's been something that's bounced out of the Chicago Declaration on Inerrancy of Scripture all the way back in the 1970s already.
Wow.
Coalition Revival developed through the work of Dr. J. Grimstead, with the support of people like R.C. Sproul, James Kennedy, many top names in apologetics, evangelism, theology. And the goal has been to get people, of course, back to the Bible to give a comprehensive, solidly biblical response to all the different threats and attacks, deviations, dilutions that's happening to the gospel. We've got so many attacks, either from the outside in the form of persecution or legal harassment, pressure, think gender politics and all of that, redefinition of marriage, all the way through to internal attacks as well from people who are trying to, well, let's just preach the positive and the love side and leave out the hard, difficult sayings of Jesus and you know, all this repentance business, and it sounds a bit harsh. So basically, you've seen the gospel in many ways diluted. You've seen it in many ways distracted. Think of those who've gotten caught up in all kinds of social movements and political movements and forgotten about the core heart of the gospel. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Absolutely.
And for us as Christians, that's the kingdom of God, the Great Commission, Christ's last command should be our first concern. So we're trying to get back to the basics, back to the Bible. And this Global Reformation Conference is an expression of Coalition and Revival's ongoing work over many decades. It's been building up on a whole range of things. For example, the Calvin 500 in 2009, on the 500th anniversary of John Calvin. We were in Geneva, had a big event there that was wonderful. Attracted people from as far afield as South Korea, South Africa and Canada and all over in between.
Wow.
And lots of people from America and from England and so on. So that was in Geneva back in July 2009. Well, here
awesome.
We are 10 years later.
Incredible.
And we were planning a Zurich conference, but many people said, oh, I'd love to come, but the cost. It's one of the most expensive countries in the world.
Mm.
It's one of the highest standards of living there in Zurich. And for many people, the cost, the time, the travel, the time of year. And so the decision was made to make this accessible to all without the need for travel and expenses, that from the comfort of our own home or workplace or church, we can plug in through the wonders of the World Wide Web and the internet and all the different platforms available for a Global Reformation Conference broadcast with live streaming opportunity for interaction for all. So we're going to be looking at the threats, evaluating the threats, and both internal and external, the challenges before us, and coming up with thoroughly biblical responses so that the church can come out with a united voice on a whole lot of these issues. So this is to encourage, it's to inspire, it's to equip, it's to empower with resources. I think many people who might be feeling very alone, very frustrated, sometimes feeling like maybe they're some beleaguered homesteader surrounded by hostiles or in their covered wagons in a circle, and the arrows are flying in their way and they feel they're all alone. Mm-hmm. To know that actually there's many Christians around the world, as far afield as Burma and Mongolia and wow. in South Korea, all the way over to mm-hmm. South America and so on, that others are also going through similar attacks. And we can not only encourage one another, but we can inspire one another, because there's great news going on from some parts of the world where there's mm. tremendous moves of God. And Absolutely. Also that there's resources to tackle the very issues we're dealing with. So some people may think, what on earth am I going to do here? They're saying that we've got to redefine marriage and we've got to allow what the Bible calls an abomination and now call that marriage. And how do I respond? Well, you're not the first one to face this. Some people have been working on this for years, and we've got some great resources for Bible study, for theological training, and also for answering the politicos and the legal people around who are trying to get us to compromise the essential elements of our faith, which we must not do.
Absolutely. What an inspirational idea. That's very exciting. Does this have any link to the Back to the Bible conferences that you held locally in Cape Town?
Yes. So we've been holding Back to the Bible conferences actually pretty far and wide, including up in Zambia. And back in 2017, on the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, I was in 9 different countries, and I ran Back to the Bible conferences as far afield as Zambia, Germany, Denmark, up in Belgium, Netherlands, America, and of course South Africa. And then earlier this year, we've had a Back to the Bible conference in Durban, and mm-hmm. now recently in Cape Town as well. So the Back to the Bible conference in Cape Town, 24th of May, a lot of that was actually filmed too. And so we've got some good things to report back on. So before we even get to the global streaming interactive parts, we'll be able to inspire people with some of what's already been done. So it'll include, for our worship, we've got the International Euro Choir. So
awesome.
The Euro Choir is a 120 voice choir.
Incredible.
In fact, they've also got instruments too, so it's more than just a choir. The Euro Choir, they draw the people from Germany, from Switzerland, from France, from Netherlands, from Romania, from Belgium. So it's a wonderful international choir, and they're obviously world class. Mm-hmm. They've traveled and ministered all over, and we filmed them when we had them out here. We were able to host them in 2016, so we will be having every beginning of each day's program from the 15th to the 20th of July, we'll have the worship starting with Euro Choir, including one of them will be the concert they did in Wittenberg, Germany.
Oh, wow.
In October 2017, on the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther launching the Reformation. We've also got them filmed in the oldest Protestant church in the Southern Hemisphere, dating back to the 1770s, Strand Street Lutheran Church. For Reformation Sunday, they led the worship, and we've got a whole lot of their hymns beautifully recorded in this magnificent old church. And we've also got them in the Dutch Reformed Church in Franschhoek, which was a site of revival in the 1860 revival, at the Huguenot Monument in Franschhoek, at the waterfront in Cape Town, doing an outreach amongst totally secular people, tourists, holidaymakers, in this very secular environment on a Saturday afternoon, Euro Choir mm-hmm. singing hymns of praise to God, with
awesome.
Many of the people joining in with Amazing Grace, for example. You just had the people from the audience spontaneously join in. So
Wonderful.
We will be having some very inspiring mm-hmm. worship from some of the best. And of course, Mighty Fortresses Like God and other great classics will be sung by the Euro Choir. So we couldn't ask for better worship to start us up. And
Absolutely.
Then we've got some good film footage that's been filmed by different ones of our missionaries, including getting parts of going around Wittenberg during the time of the Reformation conference in October in 2017. We've got different footage that was done of the Euro Choir in Cape Town that will be added in. And there's been a number of different conferences we've held where we will be pulling in different parts that have been edited. And then with that setting the scene, then it's opened the lines to people either text messaging, WhatsApping, video Skyping, or whatever platform is used. Our tech people will be trying to integrate, so whether they're using split screens or whatever, or text coming onto it, we'll be giving people an opportunity to contribute either to what are the problems and asking questions, or what are the solutions, or what we've been doing in our community that's really worked well.
Mm.
And so it's going to be 6 days from Monday, the 15th of July, to Saturday, the 20th of July, a 6-day conference, truly global, focused on Reformation, in which you can even participate wherever you might be, even if you're up in Norway in the Arctic Circle, or you're in Outer Mongolia, or if you're in the Central African Republic, if you've got access to the internet, we look forward to your participation.
That's incredible. So who can participate then? Is it anyone, as long as they have access to the internet and whatever platform they want to engage on, whether it be WhatsApp or Skype or video call, or can anyone participate? Do they have to be heads of church, or what is the requirement?
So the requirement is that people must hold to the inerrancy of Scripture, meaning we believe in the Bible, the whole Bible, nothing but the Bible as the authority, sola scriptura.
Mm-hmm.
And so we would want you to pre-register to participate, meaning to email us mission@frontline.org.za, and to register yourself that you are part of the Coalition on Revival Network and that you want to be part of the discussion. Now, if you can access the internet in a day, great. If not, you can still send in emails through to us, mission@frontline.org.za, and say, you know, I'd like this discussed, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe you can't make some of the actual days there, but everything we broadcast live stream will be recorded and added to our archives, which means that you'd be able to tune in later on if you can't exactly at that time. So there's no reason for everyone not to be involved on every level. Hopefully, on the actual days, but even if you can only do it by some email before and watch it later, that's also another option.
Okay, that's incredible. That's wonderful to have so many different possibilities and avenues that people can get involved. So what are then some of the historic events which have led up to this international initiative?
Yes, so if you go back, of course, what inspired this all was seeing that we're heading towards the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. On October 31st, 1517, Professor Martin Luther nailed his 95 arguments, or 95 theses, against the corruptions, unbiblical practices of the Roman Catholic Church in the Middle Ages.
Mm.
And he nailed it at the Castle Church because in that Castle Church they had over 5,800 different superstitious relics, as they call them, you know, like a toenail from St. Thomas and some bread from the Lord's Supper and some of the blood from the cross and some of the true cross and one nails that pierced Christ's hand, and all the way through to an egg laid by the Holy Spirit when he was a dove, yes, exactly. So there were some, but all sorts of things that they believed that if you would worship this relic, you would get so many thousand years of purgatory. In fact, if you worshiped every one of the 5,000 odd, there's somebody worked out, get you up 1 million years out of purgatory. And people thought this was a good thing to go and pay the money for. And this was pretty accepted widely. So Professor Martin Luther of the University of Wittenberg nailed up 95 arguments against superstitious, unbiblical practices like indulgences, or the fact that you could buy your salvation by actually paying some money to get forgiveness of sins for yourselves or somebody else even. And he basically called people back to the Bible. And this is often marked as the launch of the Protestant Reformation.
Mm.
There were important things that happened before and afterwards, but that was one of these major defining moments, crossroad. And now, there were others. And so the one this year that we're remembering is Ulrich Zwingli, the reformer of Zurich, on the 1st of January, 1519, that's just over 500 years ago,
mm-hmm.
he dispensed with the Latin Mass,
mm-hmm.
and he brought the Bible into the pulpit. And he made the preaching, the reading and preaching and expounding of the Word of God the central part of the service. Not the sacrifice of the Mass, but the preaching and teaching of the Word of God. And he started in Matthew 1, verse 1. He worked his way line by line, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, book by book throughout the New Testament. And that is considered the launch of biblical exposition. So, just as the theme of our 2017 conferences was Back to the Bible, the theme of our conferences in this year is Back to Biblical Exposition, or Back to Biblical Preaching.
Mm.
Back to preaching the Word of God, and doing it systematically, not choosing a few of my favorite subjects, but letting the Word of God itself choose the subjects I must preach on, which means we'll tackle subjects we've never even wanted to deal with, things that might go completely against ourselves, but it's in the Bible. I must read it, preach it, and apply it. And for this reason, we produced, in time for the 2017 events, the Greatest Center Reformation book, and this, in time for this year, the Biblical Preaching Handbook. So those are just some, and New Testament Survey as well, to help people to do just this. So following these great giants of the faith, these reformers, Martin Luther of Wittenberg, Germany, Ulrich Zwingli of Zurich, Switzerland, those are just two of the great names that are inspiring a lot of our practical activities. So getting the people back to the history of the Reformation to inspire greater obedience today, but more important than that, getting them back to the Word of God, every verse.
Absolutely. Sure. That's incredible. Hey, so it's because of them that we get to enjoy, have the privilege of enjoying the type of services that we have today. Whereas I think we take for granted beforehand, you wouldn't hear the word in your own language. It would only be in Latin, if I'm not mistaken. And you weren't allowed to have your own Bibles and all sorts of privileges that we have today that we take for granted, but that we can be grateful for to these reformers for getting back to the Word of God as Jesus Christ preached it himself.
Yes, and even something as simple as the fact that there's pews. Before the Reformation, there were no pews. You came to church and you stood the whole time.
Sure.
But because of the preaching and teaching of the Word being central, the renewing of your minds by the washing of the Word, they brought in pews expecting people to sit, open up Bible, take notes, things like this. And so the fact that you got pews, the fact that we sing hymns in our own language. Before the Reformation, people went to church to hear the choir sing in Latin. But only the Reformation involved the congregation in singing in their own language, not just listening to choir. In fact, Martin Luther dispensed with the choir, and he called the whole congregation to come to church sometimes during the week to do choir practice, because the entire congregation is now the choir.
Yes, and, absolutely.
You know, just an amazing reorientation of thinking. So a lot of people today don't realize what a lot was won for us through the Reformation. I think it's dangerous when we get to a position of having a professional worship team up front who sing so well that we just stand there and sway and listen to them, and where there's not participation by every member of the congregation.
Absolutely.
We should all be singing the great hymns of the faith and the words of Scripture. We shouldn't just be going to church to admire and listen to a performance by professionals. We meant to be
participating in worship of the body of Christ. Absolutely.
And so that's just another part of the Reformation, is getting back to scriptural worship, scriptural teaching, preaching. There's a lot of things. You know, where in the Bible do you read about, right, time for children's church, and have all the teenagers stomp out like they don't have the intelligence to listen to a sermon for 20 to 30 minutes? I mean, where does that come from? Well, not
Jesus
the Bible.
Jesus said, let the little ones come to me, such as the kingdom of heaven.
Yes.
So there's
quite adults
a lot can
of
learn
things.
A thing or two.
We could find quite a lot of things that we could change. If we want to get back to the Bible, we'll say, okay, so we do this in the church. Where's the scriptural mandate, or where's the scriptural example? Where did we see the apostles of the Lord Jesus do this?
Absolutely.
And it's a good, healthy thing to just reevaluate everything and say, is what I'm doing thoroughly biblical?
And so that's the main topic of this conference then, is getting back to the Bible, what the Word says, biblical solutions to these problems that we're facing. So then this global networking is obviously a very important thing. We are the body of Christ. We should be united on these fronts. How can we all work towards a more united body of Christ, even though we're so split across the world?
Right. Well, that's where the Coalition Revival is trying to help by organizing regional conferences as well, getting people networked with one another. And so when we were in Wittenberg, for example, there we had people from Poland, Yugoslavia, the old Yugoslavia, Serbia, and Czech and Slovakia and Romania, from Germany and the Netherlands and the United States of America, of course, and all the way from Burma, ourselves from South Africa and so on. It was great. And that's the sort of thing that we need. In our a coalition revival in Africa, we have been for many years using the Christian Action Network to network Christians far and wide. We've got members as far afield as Ghana and Liberia and Nigeria, up to Sudan and Egypt, all over. And so it's with us, we put one another in contact. We let one another know what's going on. We send out weekly Bible teaching materials, which can help. And for many of these people, they're so isolated, especially, you know, if you're a Christian in Somalia, for example. You're lucky if you know another Christian, forget about another church. So it can be very lonely in some parts, especially North Africa, where Arabic, Middle East. So we're wanting to make digital libraries available to people, good resources. And for this particular conference, for example, you could get some of your friends together to participate, maybe in your home or workplace, and if you've got internet connection, so that you can actually share this, or you can take these materials and screen it at your church or home Bible study fellowship and share it, because what you're going to be getting is not just some great hymns of the faith and some good history. In fact, there's going to be some good teaching. Every day there's some presentation on like a geostrategic overview of the Great Ascension Missions, which is not just the doctrinal and the personalities, but what was happening politically, militarily, all around at the same time, as so you understand the context in which Luther, Zwingli, Tyndale, Calvin ministered.
Sure, that would be fascinating.
There's also identifying the threats and teaching on Martin Luther, teaching on Ulrich Zwingli, practical steps for Reformation, what we can do for Reformation today, also understanding how Martin Luther changed every aspect of life in the church, including reforming the family. Bear in mind, before Martin Luther, you didn't have the pastor's family. You had celibate priests. You didn't have a manse with children or something like that. So he modeled for the Protestant church the first family man with six children. In fact, Martin Luther said the family and marriage is no less in need of reformation than music and the church and theology.
Absolutely.
And he said running to the monastery was for him a cowardly act. And he said he learned more in 1 year of marriage and 10 years in a monastery. And he said parents is the true school of discipleship, and there's no love so sacrificial, so pure as the love of a parent. And so he even said that a young man cannot remain single without sin. He who refuses to marry is as if he has shed innocent blood.
Sure.
I mean, how's that for some pretty rough teaching, which will shatter some of our bachelors in their 30s and 40s who claim to be Christians, if they hear the teachings of the reformers on the essentialness of getting married, and that you cannot be a church leader if you're not married with children, in accordance with Timothy and Titus, which is today might sound radical, but let's keep our minds open to hearing what they've got to say.
Interesting.
So we'll be identifying battlefields for Reformation, being inspired by the conviction of courage of reformers of the past. And I think this will not only be a time for some good biblical worship and some good history and some good theology, but good interaction, and maybe insofar as an internet's able to provide some fellowship. But what's going to come out of this also is not just agreements and documents and resolutions and publications, but hopefully a bit of connectivity, because when we see all the people who've registered for this, we can then put in touch and say, ah, Lagos, Nigeria. Well, did you know of these and these chaps who also were from Lagos, Nigeria, in your area? Here's your details so that they can get in touch and meet together. And so we'll be able to meet together and say, ah, Sophie in Bulgaria. And we'll put people together from that network. So by people getting in touch with the Coalition on Revival for this conference, it'll also enable us to put people into contact with one another, neighbors that they may not know about.
That's inspirational. That's very exciting. And what are some of the resources that have been developed to equip and empower people to work for Reformation?
Yes, so, well, we praise God for the tremendous work that's been done by Dr. J. Grimstead, who's been the pioneer of Coalition Revival for many decades. And so he's put together a tremendous global council, and he's put together this book, Rebuilding Civilization, the Bible, 350 pages, Contending for the Faith. And what these have got in here is a whole lot of great, well, 24 major controversial issues which it deals with. And we've put a lot of these also on the Coalition on Revival website, so people can go on to the reformation.net website, reformation.net, that's the Coalition Revival website. And then there's also the International Church Council Project, ICCP, and their website is churchcouncil.org. So you get the churchcouncil.org website or the reformation.net website or our local one here. We've got reformationsa.org, Reformation SA for Southern Africa. And our email is mission@frontline.org.za. So we put together also from the Coalition Revival's documents this Reformation 500 Fire Manual. FIRE stands for Fellowship for International Reformation and Evangelism. Fellowship for International Reformation and Evangelism spells fire. Awesome. We need a bit of fire to melt the mountains of ice out there.
Absolutely. Light some sparks.
Yeah, we've got some people who've got the truth on ice. Mm. And we've got some people got the truth in a deep freeze. And we've got some holy huddles and pious puddles out there. So anyway, a bit of warmth would do some good. So we've got, for example, the Chicago Declaration of Authority of Scripture and Inerrancy of Scripture, 42 Essential Articles of the Christian Worldview, a Manifesto for the Christian Church, 25 Articles on the Kingdom of God, 7 Essential Actions Local Churches Must Take, and that's just part of, is a huge amount. So you may think, well, you know, what about homosexuality? Yep, there's a whole section on that. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage, yep, there's a chapter on that. Sanctity of marriage, sanctity of life, we've got a whole chapter on that. Education, yep, that's also there. Discipline of children, they've even launched out there. Contextualization and missions, the Trinity. In fact, one of the things that we contributed from the African side is 95 theses for Reformation today. Mm-hmm. Back in 2013, as we were approaching our 5 years leading into the Reformation 500, we launched the 95 theses for Reformation today. And so what this is we took some of Martin Luther's teachings, not only what was in 95 theses, because that was mainly dealing with indulgences, a battle that must have been won. So we took other major points, scriptures, emphasis such as what he said on education, what he said on conflict and that we've got to rise to occasion, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldiers prove. We put in many great quotes of Luther, Zwingli, Calvin, Tyndale, Farel, Bullinger, a whole lot of reformers. So the 95 Theses for Reformation Day is one broadsheet in a threefold, which you can put on your church notice board. I don't think your church leaders would be happy if you nailed it on the front door, especially if the front door is glass or something. That
they probably wouldn't appreciate that, it.
Yeah, so we thought, well, we could do this electronically. You can post it. You can put on a notice board if they've got thumbtacks for that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so this is just to help get a kickstart a Bible study or youth group into thinking how Reformation can apply today.
Awesome. Yeah, these sound like absolutely crucial and very important resources. Where can people access these resources from?
Right. So if you go onto the reform500.org website, so reform, R-E-F-O-R-M, 500.org, we've put free the whole Coalition on Revival Fire Manual and documents like 95 Theses for Reformation Day, which, by the way, is also in French and German. And, well, of course, it should be in German. And considering it started there. In Netherlands, in Afrikaans as well. I think we've also even got it in Flemish. And we've got different languages of these key things like 95 Theses for Reformation Today. You can access there many of these, like on the Essential Articles for Christian Worldview or Manifesto for the Christian Church or Essential Actions Local Church Must Take. So all of these are available in electronic format on the reform500.org website. There's also a lot of the historical teachings on the reformers, including audio, lectures, and video and PowerPoint presentations on our reformationsa.org website. That's for the history in particular. And then all the different details and materials about the International Church Council Project, well, that's churchcouncil.org. And on the actual Coalition Revival, that's reformation.net website. If you've got any questions, email us at mission@frontline.org.za. And social media. If you go onto social media, we've got a Coalition Revival group. We've got a Reformation 500 Facebook page, and the Reformation 500 Facebook page has actually had a tremendous amount of movement because that's been up for over 6 years, and that's actually been super popular, had many hundreds of thousands reach every year. So Reformation 500 is probably one of the biggest of our Facebook pages to reach. But this year we also started the Back to the Bible Movement page, Back to the Bible Movement. So on there you'll definitely find a whole lot of other good things that you can share and comment and make your own contributions to.
Awesome. Wow, this is so exciting. It sounds like an absolutely incredible opportunity for believers all around the world to unite and to tackle these topics together. So if revival is the desire of your heart, or if you long to see God blessing your country, and if you're concerned about the state of both the church and society in this day and age, then get involved with this upcoming event and get prepared. Go and find these resources online, get informed, equip yourself with this knowledge, and let's stand united and make a difference in furthering the kingdom of God.
Yes, in fact, it's very important to first access these websites, read these materials, listen to some of the materials here before trying to take part in the conference, because we're not about reinventing the wheel. We're about networking, cooperating, mutual Absolutely. Strengthening. So there's a lot that's already been done. You want to know what's already been achieved and have read the Chicago Declaration on Inerrancy and the Essentials of a Christian Worldview and so on. So do visit the websites. And if you've got any problem with that, just email mission@frontline.org.za, mission@frontline.org.za. Ask for whatever you need that you can't get on the internet if for any reason, but it should be there, and you'll find a mountain of good materials and resources that you can download and share. So if you are wanting to start a Reformation Society in your youth group or church, we've even got how to do that, you know. We've got how to start a Reformation Society. We've got a Bold New Initiative for Reformation Day. We've got films that are recommended that you could show in your youth group or house church. There's a range of good resources that down. In fact, you would be busy for several years just listening to audios and lectures and watching the videos and screening the different materials that are already uploaded there. And the Bible study aids are just great. So let's get our people involved. Let's get them focused. See who else you can invite. If you are on social media, you'd probably find it easy to just join the event on which we've got on there. Visit the Coalition Revival or Reformation 500 site. You'll see the event. And so you can join and easily share or invite other people. If you want to share with people some of these resources. In fact, I venture to guess that a lot of the problems you're facing, there's already answers and resources for it that you'll be able to access and share with others that you know going through these kind of battles. That would be a great practical help and encouragement to them.
Absolutely. And don't forget to register by emailing mission@frontline.org.za. That's mission@frontline.org.za if you'd like to participate in this historical event.
Yes, we should also say, for those who wanting to know, well, when? Right, so we know that the days, it is from the 15th to the 20th. So that's Monday the 15th to Saturday the 20th of July. And it's going to be starting at 12 noon Greenwich Mean Time, which in Cape Town, for example, is 2 in the afternoon. And in America, depending which part, it'll be in the morning. So basically, you can check what the program is and work it out from Greenwich Mean Time. But basically, each day's program starts at 12 noon Greenwich Mean Time. And for us in Cape Town and most of Africa, that's going to be 2 o'clock in the afternoon through to about 5:36 every evening. Well, it depends how long the Q&A and discussions on live stream goes. It might go later. So this is going to be mostly the morning for people in America, the afternoon for people in Africa and Europe, late at night for people in Australia.
Okay, great. Can people find this information on the Frontline website?
Yes. If they go on the Frontline or on the ICCP or the Coalition Revival, it's on all of our websites under events. And that should also include the draft program, motivations, and a whole lot of other good materials.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Dr. Hammond. Good evening.